Blog Talk Radio.
All of that ass you carrying, you gotta be shitting me. All of that body that you came with, but where you mentally? I know you hit all the time, but you ain't going here for me. I just wanna focus on them lovers.
What's behind them tickle bitties?
They say the heart is underneath.
Underneath the garden of security.
I finally found the key.
Underneath the garments that's the devil.
Open your heart. Ooh. Express the smile, baby. I don't mind a little bit of berries. You my jujube. I don't need nothing to distract me from this connectivity. You know I see it all the time. The same old shit to me. I just wanna know what's under that tender tyranny. They say the heart is underneath.
Underneath the garden.
Yes, Lord.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Dimash Alday. I have my co-hosts on the line, Taylor Dane, Madika, and Andre Ziegler. Good evening, hey black people. Dre, can you please start singing the song? I know that's your jam.
Come
hey,
on,
Dre, I know that's your jam and all. I'm just going to ask you not to be singing What's Behind Your Titty Meat, okay?
Uh-oh.
If y'all listen to the words of the song, like, this song is for real. So, this is The Code. Let's just say thank you to old Anderson .Paak for that Silicon Valley song. I don't know why it was in my spirit today, but it was there. It was in my spirit. It was deep down in the jungle beat. So, let me get the disclosure on out there. Because we talked bad and we drink on the air. There should only be two people drinking on the air because Dre said that he wasn't drinking today because he went too hard last night and Medisa is still on probation
just a little bit.
She got about one more
week.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the day I'm drinking, so I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay,
goodness.
Okay. If you had a bad day, you can have some. Not no shot. Okay, not no hard.
Oh, it's too late. I already had what was left in my body.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well,
you know.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, yeah, this is the girl.
All right, then.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey,
everybody.
Right. What kind of hate was that?
I'm saying, what kind of
what that was.
I'm trying to get myself collected.
Because I was so far in the zone last night. What a God.
I'm going to throw up. How about that one? Going to throw up? I'm going to need you not to be that deep into that goddamn zone. I'm uncomfortable. So tonight on The Code, we are talking about social media issues. Maybe it's an issue for some, maybe it's not an issue for many. But we're going to talk about this whole trying to date people and get to know people just through social media. And I'm not talking about talking on the phone or, you know, any of that. People legit think that they know you just because of your social media posts. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And this is going to be interesting because let me tell you where this came from. It came from the fact that somebody jumped their ass in my inbox and they're saying they want to get to know me. Okay, well, what made you want to say that you wanted to get to know me? As they started to tell me and they shared posts with me that I had made on my Facebook page, and I said, in order for you to think this about me, did you actually read anything about my profile? They were like, oh, no, I just saw where you were from. Okay. So this should lead you to think that you should have, you know, dug a little deeper. Well, anybody who knows me, there's people on my Facebook page that know me personally. Like, we all have somebody who knows us personally, like our real-life friends on our Facebook pages. But then we also have these other people, like they just came from somewhere. We don't know quite where they came from. And this person came from somewhere. I don't know exactly where the mother came from. So the posts were, y'all know my whole don't mind me moments at nighttime. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I talking about this? Okay, so he's telling me about my don't mind me posts, and I'm like, did you see anything else throughout the goddamn day? Did you see when I'm trying to lift up my sister? Did you see when I'm singing a little song here and there? Please don't think that this is how you're going to get to know me, because I could be trying to go to bed at night, and I could be entertaining people. So he legit thought that this is the way he was going to get to know me through my social media. So this is where this came from. So do y'all think that you can get to know a person just from their social media posts?
Absolutely not. Because if people are a little off, like most people I know, it varies with them. At 2 o'clock, they fine and they happy and everything's okay. At 2:25, their life is in shambles. They don't know how they gonna make it to the next minute. Then at 2:33, they in love. So I never think that you can get to know somebody through their Facebook posts because people are all over the place. And then you don't know them, so they could post anything. Mm-hmm. I know people that post that they got, like, you know, the little post where it say, in a relationship. They ain't got nobody. But they post on Facebook, they in a relationship. And then all you see in the comments is, with who? Wow. Congratulations. Like, gotta know that they still by themselves, right? Like, you know that they just want attention.
Mhm. I think that people take some of these posts too damn serious. Like, why is this? Like, it is something different if it is a serious situation. Like, certain things, it may be a serious matter, and you need to take it serious. But some stuff ain't that is about kiddie pool, deep. About kiddie pool. Shallow end of the pool. But they don't see that. So I was just like, what, dude, huh? And so I was told that I was giving the dude a hard time because I was being inquisitive to want to know, well, how did you get to this? How did you get to this talk? I was waiting out, like, how'd you get here? Do you sit down and say, you know what? I'm really going to sit down and inbox her today. And I'm going to tell her I want her. And she's going to jump.
the fuck?
Right. And you know what? I think people get the courage to do stuff like that because there's so many thirsty-ass people that's on social media, and they jumping in inboxes, and, you know, they got days from inboxes, and they think everybody is on that bandwagon. No, everybody's not attention stars and ready to be, you know, in the inbox, you know what I'm saying, being the treat of the week. You know what I'm saying? Like, it baffles me that people could even think that they can get to know someone just off of social media, because people can be any fucking body they want to be behind the internet. You know what I mean? They can tell you whatever they want to tell you.
And that's,
you know,
how
I mean?
People
that,
getting catfished left and right.
Exactly, because you're going off of somebody with a fat ass or whatever the case may be, or that body banging, or he got a picture and he's standing in front of some Mercedes or whatever the car, Tesla or some other car, whatever the case may be, and but he ain't got shit. That's somebody else's car. He driving his girlfriend's car. Or he driving his mama car.
Not,
you know what I mean? Like, somebody car. He dropped her off at work, her little job, her little 9-to-5. You know, we got a real-life baby boy on our hands. He dropped her off at work, and he's rolling around in her car like a teen. You know what I mean? So, no, anybody who thinks that they can get to know someone solely off of social media is delusional. And they expect, and they are setting themselves up to get catfished or get whatever comes to them, they damn it deserve it, because you shouldn't have been trying to be all in somebody's business and in somebody's mix, trying to get to know them like you want to, oh, I want to make a relationship with you because of Facebook. The fuck? Why'd they do that? But this is where we live. This is the society that we live in. People don't care no more. I think people genuinely don't have the desire to have real interpersonal relationships because of social media. Because, you know what I mean? Like, people don't want to have conversations anymore. Oh, we can just inbox all day. There ain't no relationship. We inboxing. Okay. And you probably inboxing 5 other people too. So.
Right.
The answer's no.
Right. Dre, how are you feeling about it?
I think it's a double standard, because sometimes you can read and tell that they batshit crazy, and then sometimes you be like, that's a cool motherfucker. Because the ones that's batshit crazy, just like she said, about 8 o'clock in the morning, good morning, happy birthday, everybody pumped up, get money. 9 o'clock,
my life ain't shit. Oh, no. Like, what the fuck just happened? You were pumped up an hour ago.
And then them relationship status things, like, I know a lot of females, they change their shit because niggas be in the inbox getting on their nerves, and they just want them to damn stop bugging them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know,
okay,
it gets on my, the only thing that really, really irks my nerves about everybody that's on social media is, like, I can't stand when people put up them supposed to be Christian moving posts trying to uplift the people. Like, they be all positive and everything. Get out your way, sister. Don't let no man hold you down. And then 20 minutes later, they come back with some ratchet shit like, bitch, hold fuck, this, that, third, I don't like nobody.
Oh,
please.
Yes. Yes. It'd be Saturday night. All you see is them dropping it like it's hot.
Ooh.
Until about 2:15. And then at 7 in the morning, they talking about, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If I scroll further enough along, I can see your whole ass on this dude.
Exactly.
That's why you keep certain stuff off of Facebook, because people are going to assume what they want to assume about you. You know what I mean? People don't understand that. Like, you walking around, you can't be. Have one foot in and one foot out. You know what I'm saying? You got to either be wanting to do it all the way or not at all. And that's the thing that people don't understand. They could just think they can put up whatever, and people forget about it because it's 10 posts down. Okay, so they gonna forget that I was just in the club turning up. You know what I mean? So when I tell, when I, you know, saying
but then,
a,
it ain't just
praise
the, one
the Lord,
to do it, just, it ain't the one just do it that day neither. Like if you go to certain people's page, like especially like I got a couple people on my timeline to do. They do it Monday through Sunday, every day. It's like they'll start out with a good emotional, you know what I'm saying, good emotional uplifting post, and then the rest of the evening just straight rash. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, all the emotional stuff out the window.
Right.
And then I don't like the sneaky ones either. The ones that, like, say for instance, y'all know my page is ratchet half time. And I'm known for slipping in a dirty joke or a dirty meme, you know what I'm saying, some kind of sexual shit. And they won't like it or comment, but they'll jump in my damn inbox. Like, I could post something, like, especially about the, I can give you a prime example, the lollipop girl, the chick that they had the lollipop video. Did anybody see that besides me and Jay?
Well, I wish I could kill the visual. Why did you bring it back up?
Anyway, the chick was playing with herself with a lollipop, right? And everybody was talking
Okay, let me just understand this, okay? Because my mind cannot wrap around this concept, okay? So you said she was playing with herself with a lollipop. So was it a like a Charms blow pop, or was it one of them big old?
It was a blow pop.
Like,
It was a blow pop.
And it was it a jumbo blow pop, or was it a regular blow pop?
It was a regular blow pop.
Red.
Okay, so red, like
the. She was just rubbing it around. You know what I'm saying? Her ooey spot. And everybody was talking about
Disney
it. So made a comment about it. And I was like, wow, I can't believe she did that. And then next thing you know, everybody was inboxing me, asking me for a video. The good old Christian people.
Was she trying to make it taste bad? I'm just confused. Never mind all of that.
Does she have health insurance so she can go to the doctor and get that checked out afterwards? Because clearly, okay, she's going to need a checkup.
If you could have seen all the Christian people that was in my inbox asking me to send that video to them, and I was just in the flow. I was like, wow. So y'all be doing all this uplifting stuff, and all the married dudes. Yo, send it to me. I'm like, nigga, you married. I was like, okay, we know who ain't getting no action at the house.
You know, and that's the thing. I think the problem is with people, you have to know your audience, and you got to know the people that you're dealing with. You know what I mean? That's some things I'm just not going to post on my Facebook because of the simple fact that everybody don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying? I straight up love the Lord, and but I'm a sinner too. You know what I mean? I make mistakes. I struggle. You know what I'm saying? So I have to be mindful of the things that I say. You know what I mean? And people don't understand that. They don't care. I said I love the Lord, but I'm a sinner too. We all sinners. You know, I struggle. I ain't going to lie. But I don't try to make it like I'm perfect because I ain't. But, you know. Some stuff I'm just not going to put on my Facebook because of the fact that people going to think what they want to think. I mean, not that I really give a fuck about what people think about me. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. But, you know what I'm saying, just because I try to be a positive, uplifting, encouraging person. You know what I mean? And some people just don't think like that. They think anything goes, you know. They think, okay, I can say what I want to say this minute and say something else the next minute, but, you know, you leave a footprint. You know what I mean? You leave a footprint. That's your online digital footprint is what you put out there on social media.
Uh-uh.
And that girl will never be able to live down that lollipop. Like, she don't matter what she do.
You can see her face, like she was showing her face and everything.
Yeah, she going to always be that chick. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, it's sad.
She's always
going to
cause this regurgitation feeling in my spirit.
Honey, I just can't. The idea of, I just don't understand what, you know, what. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I didn't see it.
Jay, do we got a missed call?
Wait a minute. A missed call? No, I don't have anybody waiting in the queue. I know that Ron is listening, but I don't. And Ron hasn't said if he's okay. I see someone who just popped up, but they haven't said that they want to speak. If you're wanting to speak to someone here on the code, you will need to press the number 1 to bring yourself into the queue so that I can see you. So, it looks as though someone does want to talk. So, area code 336, I'm getting ready to bring you on the line. Thank you so much for calling the code. And your name is, please?
My name is Tasha Moore.
Hey, now.
Hey. How you doing, girl?
Welcome to the call. Thank you for calling in. You know what? This is a dog on street right here, because this thing is always in the streets and she on the cold tonight. What the what?
Yeah, Dre put me on. Yeah. I've been talking since y'all started. To myself. Y'all ain't here. I didn't know you had to push me on and do all that stuff.
It's all right,
I'm up
here
talking to y'all and nobody won't answer. So I said, they don't hear me.
Oh, God, I'm tickled. Okay, so tell them what your thoughts
on this. Can you hear me now?
Tonight on the cold, girl.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Okay, all right.
Don't be shy, girl. You ain't been shy since 95.
But go ahead and tell us what the notes are. Girl, go ahead.
Oh, well, what I wanted to say was, you know how some people put they in a relationship on their status? Well, they really booby thinking they in a relationship. You know, the person be telling them that they in a relationship with them, but they really in a relationship by themselves. But the person be making them believe they're in a relationship, and they really be thinking they're in a relationship. So they post it on their status. They get excited. And then when you ask the other person, they be looking like, no, I ain't in no relationship. But they really be thinking they're in a relationship.
I think that's where you have to have a clear understanding of what you all are doing. Because, first of all, anybody who knows me, you won't never know if I'm in a relationship on Facebook. That ain't how you gonna find that stuff out. Never. That's not the way. But once people start putting stuff on Facebook and they feel like it's official, well, honey, if you just say that you're in a relationship and that other person don't click that response to in a relationship with, because you have to approve that. You can't just go willy-nilly and say, I'm in a relationship with such and such. They got to approve that before it even posts on their Facebook. That should be a red flag. We talk red flags before.
That's why they just post, girl, in a relationship.
And you know what, though? But sometimes they flick with it, because sometimes you be messing with hoes, right? And they know that you they agree that they're in a relationship with you, but they don't want all the rest of their hoes to know that they're in a relationship. So they'll like it, but they'll approve it, right? But then won't let it be known to the next person. Like, they'll block it so nobody can see who it is. These people out here clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But sometimes the person be in a relationship with their own self.
I'm in a whole ass relationship by myself. Whole ass relationship.
But they be serious with it. They be serious. They really think they in a relationship. I know you,
wow.
Stuff, you don't really be, you know. You know, like it's so crazy.
You know what, sometimes
you know how sometimes they be like, I'm with such and such, and you kind of find out, so is that person and that person and that person and that person. All y'all in this whole ass relationship together and don't even know it. I'm going to need y'all to get y'all sister wives situations together. If you want to get down like that, it's fine. But if you're not, you need to go ahead and step to the left, because that brother ain't going to do it.
Exactly. But I'm so sick of getting cussed out by these damn gone women. You know I like you. I don't know you like me. You ain't never said you like me. Like I'm supposed to read your damn mind. Oh, I can't talk to this person. I can't flirt with this person because she like me.
No, I'm saying.
Been sitting
right.
and then you get up, rolling your eyes.
When you post something, when I say take it down, you take it down.
Mm.
You hear me, Dre?
Mm-hmm.
What? If I post something, take it down, the fuck?
I tell Dre, if he posts something and I see it, I have to tell him to take it down. But he knows. No, I'm just playing. It's just social media stuff. Social media stuff. Just kick it.
Yeah, and it's so funny because, you know, okay. So, like I said before, everybody knows I'm single. Point blank, period. But it's all, why is it always that one person or two people that want to try to have a pissing war on your post, and you know you single, like, dude, okay, so you want to be letting known that you talk to me every now and again. You are not my boyfriend.
Okay, but sometimes he could be talking to you, but he might not be talking back. So he thinks he's talking to you. That's what I be saying about people in their relationship. They be in real relationship with their own self. Because he might be saying a whole lot of stuff, and you might not even be talking back. And he'd be like, man, I talked to that girl every day, and you ain't saying not one thing to him.
I don't speak back to people. I don't speak back to people. Rude as hell. I don't see better people. Because sometimes certain situations, you can tell who is the clingy type and who is not. You can tell, and I know I'm not the only person who can tell.
Mm-hmm. Nah, definitely.
And you know it only takes that one time you decide to be nice today on Friday because it was pretty outside and the sun was out and the sky was just crystal blue. And you decide, you know what, I'm in a good mood. I'm just going to say hey back to them. And then the floodgates just open. And you be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I changed my mind.
Bad idea. Prime
example.
Nah,
Ron, they sent you 52
inboxes and everything else. And all you said was hi. They done sent you 52 inboxes.
Yeah.
They didn't like all your posts. I got somebody right now on my Facebook that has liked every single one of my posts since I've been on Facebook. I am minding my business, right? I was watching something on Netflix. All of a sudden, I get like my phone is going off. I'm like, what the hell? I look at it like maybe I'm getting a phone call or something. Like, if something happened, like it's an emergency. No. Just liking all of my, like, everything I posted since I've been on Facebook. I was like, okay, you know what? We're going to block and delete you. I mean, no, we're just going to block you. That's fine. That's cool. Whatever. Found me on Instagram. Mm. Liked every single one of my posts on Instagram. And now with Instagram, you can inbox whoever. So now you're going to jump in my inbox. Oh, no, you got to go.
I had to read through this because it was.
Like, every single post, like, every single post. Like, I've been on Facebook for, like, 6 years. You like every single post?
Do you know? Please,
God, don't let nobody else come through my space like that.
All right, so I'm getting ready to tell you something. Ron can probably agree to this. So, Ron, will you agree, just come on into a phone line. Now, before I get there, Latasha, you got anything else you want to say on here, girl, so we can mute your phone line, and then if you want to come back in, you can say something else. You just won't be able to speak all at one time. Okay. Well, you'll still be able to listen. Just, if you want to come back in, just hit the number one, and we'll bring you back in. So this one time, right, we was having a conversation in the other office in the wind down, and this guy, right, had jumped in my inbox, and I was like, oh, shit, I ain't going to answer this, because he sent, like, six inboxes back to back to back to back to back. So I'm sitting there talking to Shamor and Ron, right, and I was like, y'all ain't going to answer me. So somebody in the chat says, go on and answer it. Just at least open it up to see what it's about. I ain't going to say who it was, but they said, just look it up, open it up and see. So I open it up and see. So then, you know, I said, I ain't going to be rude. I'm going to speak. Because, you know, I'm only rude maybe one day out the week. And that particular day, I think it was like a Saturday or a Sunday. So I really wasn't in a rude-ass mood. So I was going to, you know, I went on and spoke. And that was, you hear what I tell you? Now, I need to open the messages because they still come. I get all types of stuff. I get videos, like songs that he wants to dedicate to me. I get random-ass fucking pictures of him, and he really ain't the cutest apple in the bunch. I get all types of stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm not responding ever. I haven't responded since I said, hey, how you doing, that the month ago. And you still doing this. Like, get the picture. Stop doing it. And so that's when we decided to blame that one person. Like, we're not going to listen to you anymore. Like, you can't tell me to be nice to somebody anymore. You can't tell me this because this is not working for me. So yeah. So that was, I try not to answer stuff that feels weird. I just don't. I don't do it. It's just not for me. So, and we do have some posts or whatnot that's, that we had put up earlier. I had a couple of questions, so we're going to go through it. Wait a minute. Y'all know my Facebook page has so much stuff. That's why I don't understand how people be trying to get to know me through mine. Like, do you realize how much shit is on my Facebook page? Like, for real. Like, I have trouble finding stuff on my Facebook page. How are you finding anything about me on my Facebook page? But, let's see. Question. What was the other thing? Wait a minute. We already talked about the, you know, getting to know somebody. Where's it at? Have you ever been turned off by something someone may have posted on their social media?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Yep. I have. Listen. I am not Gordon Ramsay. I never claimed to be, okay? I am not a Rachel Ray. However, I do manage to feed my family every night. But some of the stuff that people are posting, if I have to ask you what it is, I don't think you should be posting it. It'd be like hashtag I keep them fed, hashtag good woman, hashtag wifey. Ma'am, I'm confused. What is that?
Oh, he's
all while
food.
Serving him all while on a paper plate.
Yes,
well,
a paper plate.
No,
wait a minute.
Wait a minute. He got no paper plate now.
It's not. Not by any
means.
I'm
not saying that.
However,
I'm just saying for
everything.
Me, my... Go ahead.
Everything can't go on a paper plate. Period. That's just, you know, because the material that the paper plate is made out of, which is paper, it does, like, if it's liquidy, it's not going to end well.
Right.
I mean, that's
and then
just,
for me,
that's just how it goes. Like, you can't put spaghetti on a paper plate.
Well, can
for
it's
me,
not going to end
well
for you. Styrofoam type plate versus a paper plate?
But you know what, for me, I can't, my preference, and this is just mine, don't have to be nobody else's, I ain't, you know, if we had a cookout, then I'm going to maybe serve my man on a paper plate, but if I'm cooking him a dinner, I'm going to give him a meal on a plate. That's my preference. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? And it irks my soul. Like you see people, and it's like, what is that? It looks like slop. Why are you feeding him that? That's a man. He shouldn't eat that. It looks like baby food.
Okay. Right.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with that one, Medisa. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, I'm just saying. For me, like I'm not.
I mean, I understand the whole slop thing of it, but I don't think it matters what I was giving his food on, as long as it ain't the trash can top.
But yeah, I mean, and like I said, that's my preference. My preference is if I'm gonna serve my, I'm gonna serve him. I'm gonna serve him on a plate, face. You know what I mean? Unless we ain't got no plate or we had a cookout. That's my personal preference. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. Because if I'm serving, first of all, if I'm gonna serve you, I consider you to be my king. If I'm putting you in that position, you got to be somebody. It ain't just Gary B. You know what I mean? Like that's me.
Yeah, everybody don't get a plate.
Right.
Everybody don't get a plate.
Right.
You can have some noodles,
you know, some,
but you can't have
a
plate.
Some of these chicks, these. I'm really speaking in regards to these people that's in these, you know, long, you know, common law ass marriage relationships or in these marriages, and they're, you know what I'm saying, wanting to be fancy and post all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that man get up and go to work every damn day. He works his ass off. If he's such a good man, then you make him feel like a king. You give him his food on a fucking real ass plate. That's what he needs to have. And that's that, like I said, again, it's my preference. That's what I'm going to do for mine. You know what I mean? And it does irritate my soul when I see that, because I'm like, how you got a whole ass husband? Like some, and I think it's like some women get husbands and they don't realize how blessed they are, especially if you got a good one, because it's hard to find a good one out here, because some people just on some bullshit most of the time. You know what I mean? So if you're fortunate enough to have a good one, you know what I'm saying, make him feel like the king that he is. And if you're so serving him, you know, you say it's, you know, steak and potatoes, but it looks like chopped liver and grits, that's a problem. That should not be.
But it's on a normal plate. They ain't on no paper plate. It's on a normal plate.
No, I'm saying the paper plate too. But if you gonna, people just don't know how to cook, and they need to stop putting stuff on like social media. Just because you think you can cook, you can't cook. Like she said, if I gotta look at food and say, what is this?
And then here's the thing. They got so many things out here now. They got HelloFresh. They got Blue Apron. They got something else or another. You don't even got to go shopping. This is how bad it is. You don't even got to go shopping. Dude, they put all the shit that you need to make this dinner in a box and ship it to you. All you have to do is put the shit in the pan.
And if you have a problem,
you put it.
You have a plate.
Okay.
The video.
Exactly. And it's not. No, it's so bad. It's so bad that they give you. It's flashcards. It's flashcards in the shit with it. So it tells you step by step what to do, and then the end of it, it gives you a card to tell you how to plate it. Okay, that's too much. Okay, you know, I got to turn on the stove. I don't know how to do it. Okay, cool. Guess what? They have Grubhub, okay? They have Uber Eats, okay? There's a whole bunch of little apps you can get that the people come deliver food for you. And I don't know if anybody else seen the little video, but the containers that the Chinese food come in, they double as a plate. Found that out on Facebook. The little cartons and stuff, they double as a plate. So you don't even have to go get a plate at this point. I'm just saying, if I got to look at it and I can't tell if this is breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there's a problem.
I know one damn thing. If I ever, if she talking about she cooking for me and she put some goddamn strawberries in them baked beans, it's going to be some problems.
Oh, my God.
What are you putting in these strawberries and baked beans? What?
That's horrible.
Where did you get that from?
Oh, my God.
You didn't see that post? No, I'm glad I didn't.
Somebody had a whole ass thing of baked beans with strawberries in it. It was the nastiest looking shit ever. And the beans didn't even look like baked beans. They looked like they just took the can of pork and beans out the damn thing and just put them in a thing.
That's all they did. They were pork and beans going to a cookout, and she chopped the shit up. She chopped up a bunch of strawberries and put them shit in there.
Yeah, that shit. Them look like straight. Like I said, straight pork and beans. There wasn't no.
Oh, that was.
There was no.
Oh, that sound like.
Beans.
That sound
well,
like.
Okay.
What was it? Kelly Kapowski. She made.
Yeah.
She made guacamole with grapefruit.
That's funny. But look, okay. Feeding off of Taylor when she talking about she sick of seeing the food. I'm sick of seeing these fake ass wannabe damn makeup artists and beauticians doing these damn girls' head, jacking this shit up and putting all this damn makeup on. They looking a hot mess. I swear to God. And whoever the parent is or that little white boy is letting him play with makeup like that at that young of an age, and he know how to put on makeup better than damn females, they need their ass beat. Because he is too young to be playing with makeup like that. That boy, he's already a fruitcake. And if he barely down left, and he know how to put on makeup better than women.
Yeah, I haven't seen that
and
one, but I heard about it.
And they sharing that shit, talking about, oh, look at him, that's cute. Bitch, that is not cute. That's a boy. Let that boy just grow up and decide to be gay or not. That ain't no gay gene and all that bullshit. The Lord did not make no gay gene. Stop saying that shit.
They good for blaming on the boy.
I did see that video.
Y'all
the little
really
boy was trying. He contoured the shit out of his face. I was like, you know what?
Exactly. And he's about how old you think he is? He got to be probably about 11, maybe 12. He's not that damn old. He's still a little boy. And he know how to put on makeup better than damn women. That shit crazy.
That's awesome. I don't want to see it.
Okay. Well, y'all went really far left, even though that's not that particularly where the question was going about food and stuff. Because when I say turn off, I meant like, let's say, oh, you're like, oh, he's kind of cute. Maybe I'll reach out to him. And then they say some fuck shit that's ignorant as hell. And then he's like, okay, no, he's stupid. That's where I was going.
With
that.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all just all over the place.
Well, that too. That irritates me too. That really irritates my spirit. I hate the ones that be the females that are be looking all beautiful and looking good in their profile picture, and then next thing you know, they go live and they got weed, and alcohol, and cigarettes stuck all up in their mouth, and they start talking and just sound a damn mess. Just fuck my whole visual up. I was looking for you. Who was always looking
for
you? Not your Tyra Banks voice.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
You weren't rooting for them at all.
Yes, we were all rooting for you. And you fucked that up.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Like,
okay.
I just... Go on, I'm sorry.
Alright, just one more thing. It's one more thing. I'm tired of these dudes going Facebook Live about absolutely nothing. Like, you're not, why, first of all, why are you live and you have on that dingy old wife beater in your bedroom in that raggedy ass chair and just, what are you talking, you're talking about absolutely nothing. Just nothing. You just, like, you just was like, I just want to hear my voice. So I'm just going to get on Facebook Live and talk about absolutely nothing. Why? Why?
The same reason
it's
why
a complete,
she's doing
it. It's a complete and utter turnoff. Like, why would you, what are you talking about? Like, you're in your living room. Like, you're in your bedroom in that dingy old wife beater that you took a picture in last night. Why are you on Facebook Live? Why?
Wow.
What are you about to say?
Well, how do you feel about that, Jay? I want to hear Jay. What she got to say about that?
About what?
About your turn off. You be killing me when you be calling me at lunch. That's just funny shit.
I don't like people.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that. Okay.
Okay, so listen. My job has made me feel like I am no longer a people person. I don't really like people. People say stupid shit, and I don't like them. I only like my immediate circle. I talk to people that I like. I don't really like people. If you can say some stuff on your Facebook page, and if I have to question what the fuck you're talking about, you might not want to talk to me. Like, I can literally look at some stuff and be like, what? And be like, did you see this today? Okay. So, no, you were cute until you opened up your mouth or you decided to type something today on some ignorant shit. And speaking of that whole going live thing, listen, I know I have an accent, okay? I know I am country as hell. I know this. I don't go live because I have a freaking accent. And sometimes I speak very fast. And sometimes I'm a little lit, okay? So I don't go live. But, bitch, if you can't put a goddamn sentence together, don't you go goddamn live about nothing. I don't even want
ever
you to go live about your eye color is blue today. I don't want you to go, no. I don't want your ass to Snapchat. I don't want you to do nothing. Literally, I kid you not. I was like, oh, such and such went live. Let me go see what they're talking about.
Mm-mm.
Bitch, I thought she was speaking a foreign goddamn language. I couldn't understand shit she was saying, but it was all English, but I couldn't understand it. And it bothered my spirit so bad.
That's bad. Yeah, that's real bad.
No, like, I definitely talk to people who speak foreign languages. Y'all know that. I translate foreign languages and whatnot. I talk to people. And, I couldn't understand shit she was saying. I'm thinking to myself, am I talking? What? Coach, what did you say? Repeat that shit. You didn't say that. That's not the word you used previously. So it just bothers my spirit, and it turns me off on people for me to even talk to them. We do have another caller on the line. I'm going to go on and bring them on. Wait. Good evening, caller. Thank you so much for calling the code. May I have your name, please?
Bueller. Hi, everybody. It's Shamor. Bueller?
I was
going to share that. That is something that is a turnoff. Somebody that does not have any emotion in their speaking voice, like they speak in the same tone all the time, that's like such a yawn. I don't want to talk to you. Can you get happy about some shit? Can you be sad? Can you be mad?
stop your fucking toe and have some emotion. I'm just saying, don't just be Bueller in me the whole fucking time. Anybody know the question? Anybody know the answer? Anybody? Bueller? That's one of mine. Just thought I'd throw that out there, see if anybody else had that experience.
Oh my God, why am I in tears? I hate your life. You make me sick. Oh my God. Oh Jesus, I got tears in my eyes. Oh God, I can't stand your life.
Oh, I love you too, honey. I love you too.
But it's true. Like, if you have no emotion in your voice, like, put a fucking smile in your voice, bitch. Like, do something. Something.
Yeah. You know, oh my God. Me? You got, like, talking to me? I can fix that. Like, I don't ever have to talk to you again. But don't just sit here. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I got real tears in my eyes. Oh my God, that's why I had to mute myself. Y'all don't understand how I hollered.
Okay, well, I got some maintenance work to do today, so I'm gonna get off of here.
Oh my God, get off this phone line.
I love y'all.
You just came by and dropped that little bit of tidbit and then just go on, right?
Yeah, okay. Just a little.
That's funny.
Oh, God. But I missed
y'all.
You gone ahead and have fun. I had to come and call in because I hadn't called in a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you for calling in, friend. I beat it. You didn't beat it. I'm waiting for the other one to come in. I don't think he was out right now. I think he's drunk.
He might be.
I'm close.
Wow.
I'm on drink number three. So, and I've been drinking since 7 o'clock.
And I just wanted to say that I still think that Dre is stupid. I just have to say that to Dre. I think he's, he does stuff weekly that just supports my idea. You do stuff every week that I'm like, yep, he's stupid. Look at this. Yeah. I mean, I could go on your page and find Exhibit A. I could. No one needs proof. No one asked but you. No one asked what happened? What did he do? Everybody knows. They're like, yeah, he's stupid. Yeah, he's stupid.
If I see it, I'm going to say something about it. I'm sorry. And I'm just, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let the ice cream machine be messed up at McDonald's sometime. See what happens.
Yes, I read the dear McDonald's letter.
You know what? Mm-mm.
And them damn ice cream cones better not be them little bitty motherfuckers. See, they better have the original damn ice cone. I want to be.
Mini ice cream.
You've been waiting 6 years for that damn machine to get fixed.
You going to take that Mac Little ice cream and you going to take your ass home. They're going to be like, here's your Mac Little. Thank you for coming by.
Hey, Jay, she don't know how we do when we go to the drive-thru.
I don't do nothing with no drive-thru. I don't do nothing. I just order
This is the same person about threw her drink back up in there when they gave her 3 packs of ketchup the other day.
I'm only going to give me 3 packs of damn ketchup. We got all this damn crap.
That sounds good.
She sounded so much like her mama when she said it, man. I couldn't do nothing to just fantasize and laugh. That shit was funny. She was mad as hell about that ketchup.
First of all, we both had fries. Two people, two separate orders, both had fucking fries, and you hand me 3 goddamn ketchups between the two of us? Bitch, did the ketchup come out double check?
I'm just saying.
I ain't understand. Did it come out double check?
Exactly. So you know damn well I'm going to go off about that ice cream. And I don't even eat that ice cream like that, but I'm going to get that damn free one just to see what the cone look like.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm gone. Thank y'all for letting me come and interrupt y'all's sessions.
No problem, honey bun. I'll talk to you later.
Tell everybody.
Don't do nothing.
Some,
I wouldn't.
Get some emotion in their voices, or shut the hell up. That's the other option. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh my God, we always love it when Shilmore stops. I'm about to just bring Ron on because obviously Ron is not paying attention. Ron. Ron, what are you doing? Ron must have us on mute. What is Ron doing? We don't know. Ron is ridiculous. We're going to put him back in the zone by himself. So listen. Okay. So, yeah, I get turned off by a lot of stuff. I get turned off by certain parts of conversation. Like, you may post something, and I get turned off by what your ratchet-ass friends may say. Like, if you agree with the shit they say, then guess what? No, we can't even go this far. Like, no, you are the company that you keep. Oh, no. Especially if I see the person that made the post, I'm already turned off by you if it's for whatever reason you're still on my Facebook page, and you say some fuck shit. And if you're new, listen here. Yes, I cuss. Okay, we've already talked about that. You should have heard the disclosure in the beginning. But if you say some fuck shit, and then I start seeing people that I know that you don't know that I know start liking that fuck shit, guess what? I now have an issue with those people because you like fuck shit, and I can't deal with that. You're just as ignorant as that person because you like this. Like, this, I kid you not. Y'all know I don't like that dude I co-created with. Y'all know I don't like him and say fuck shit, and people sitting around liking this fuck shit that he said. Y'all ha-ha and keep keying up, but y'all don't know that's a sorry tale dude. He's a spirit. But y'all like the stuff he posts on Facebook. Y'all think he is the father of the goddamn year. Guess what? Ask him when it was last time he saw his kid. Then you can talk to me. But, hey, that's neither here nor there.
This shade came out of nowhere.
Shut up, Dre. Ain't no shade. That's just real life statement. Like, ain't nobody got time for that dumb shit with people. But yeah, I feel like people put up a front for Facebook. That's what you do. Act like you are the father of the year. Oh, but let you tell it. You just every weekend. Bitchware. Houseway. Where you been? What you been doing?
Exactly.
I ain't seen
exactly.
The fuck.
Exactly.
Like, so don't, I think people take this as a moment where, like, I want to be greater than great. And so I'm going to use Facebook to create this greater than great persona. And you ain't nothing but nothing. I don't like to call you, I don't want to call you a nobody. But, because you are somebody to someone, just ain't me. But it's just you, what? Get out of here. Scram. Go sit down somewhere. Have a child under these fucking feet.
She said scram.
Skedaddle. Do whatever you got to do. Leave this place. Because you're just doing stupid stuff. And that's... And for to sit back and watch people and see them do stupid stuff, it's just like, oh, I can't even rock with you. I don't even want to like you. Like, I don't even want nothing. Nothing? Like, if I have nothing for you, I have nothing. Like, there's no need for you to be here. You're empty space. And then it's always so funny, like, if you're having a conversation with somebody and you be like, okay, well, it's a good, it's like the conversation is going good, right? Like, y'all are having, you know, trying to chiming off each other and okay, all right. And then they say some shit like, So do you like it in your butt? Like, what? Where did this come from? We were just talking about the stars in the sky. It's a fuck.
That's funny. That reminds me of that dude that tried to holler at me that time.
What dude, Dre?
When we was at the club and that dude was dancing with you and he came straight out of left field. This shit was funny as hell because the look on your face, boy, I'm trying to say, you could have choked that dude where he stood.
It's just like, don't do these things. Like, if I'm having a real-ass conversation, like, most people don't realize, unless you get to know me, I am fascinated by the stars.
Mm.
Like, I have my own telescope. Every time I pick somewhere different to live, if I decide to move or whatever, it can't be near city light because I want to be able to go on my balcony and look at the stars and just have, my own little-ass moment. So, you can't. Unless you really know me, like, you can kind of jump into the left field. But if you don't know me and you're getting to know me, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be like, well, so tell me what you outside looking at and whatnot, and then be like, well, let me come up on your ass. Bitch, I don't know you. The fuck? Kind of mess. I don't understand how people do it, how they jump from stuff to stuff, and it's kind of a turn off for me. Like, I don't want to. No. Stranger danger. That's just me. Y'all know I get some strange ones in my doggone inbox. Y'all know I do. And don't lead with sexual questions. Please don't do that. If you want to get to know me, get to know me. Don't leave with no sexual shit because I will shut down real quick. Yes, I talk about sex, but then I'm fucking everybody. The fuck? You got to be real special for that to go down. Like, I need to understand, like, why do dudes do that? Well, I know women do it too, but I'm asking as, like, a dude, like, Dre, why do dudes do that?
They gonna put me in the middle of this shit?
I mean, you're a dude. I mean, you only do it on the phone line. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I know how to act. I don't do dumb shit like that. I tell you, like, some dudes do shit like that. Like, they be trying to go off of, especially the ones that, like, then when they straight jump in your inbox. Like, if you straight posting something nasty or whatever, they take it as, okay, she posting this shit every day. I'm going to see what's up. She might be a freak. So she might be one of them one night hits or one of them, you know what I'm saying, I can get in the inbox and go get it right now type female. And then they get up in there, and then they say, you know, they hear that Price is Right, lose them on. Well, and then they be looking stupid. It happens.
I hate the inboxes that be like, hey, what's up? Hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. So when are we going to chill? I'm quick to be like, Oh, you want to chill? I think you should go get your kid first. How you know I got a kid?
Jesus Christ.
Like, how you know I got a kid? Because I know your baby mother.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that's the end of the, and then that's usually the end of the conversation. Like, oh, you know I ain't shit. Okay, cool. Like, I don't even gotta block them. Like, I don't even gotta block them. They just delete themselves.
See, and then they get, a lot of females get mad at me, and they be like, you be posting all this stuff, but you never try to talk to none of the girls on your page or none of the people that ever comment or whatever, because I'm like, I know exactly what they're going to say. Because if I inbox them and be like, if I'm showing interest, be like, damn, how you doing, whatever, I'm trying to get to know you, blah, 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 blah. And the first thing they hit me with, you got too many fans on your page. It's just social media. I can't help it what these people comment on my page. That's what they do. They comment. Until you see me damn change my status, my relationship status, or
or you see me posting pictures with me and the same chick over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
That ain't me. That is not me.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because I get tired. What? Is that your girlfriend? Bitch, no. I'm his best friend. I ain't a girlfriend.
And that's
I don't
that's
know.
Another
bitch,
thing.
You can have him.
Every time I post a picture of me and best friend or whatever, I always put the shit up there. Me and the bestie chilling. All I get is my invite. That's your girlfriend. You ain't got a lie. Bitch, if I'm sitting there telling you, why would I tag her in the picture and say my best friend? Do you know what kind of argument that's going to start? No sooner I reach the damn post button. Oh, I'm your best friend now. Oh, that's what we doing now. I'm your best friend now. Oh, you out here entertaining these bitches on Facebook.
Wait a minute. With the hand clap, with the hand clap, right?
Exactly. How the hell I'm gonna sit there? If I'm gonna take a picture and I'm gonna post and I'm gonna say me and my boo or me and my girlfriend or whatever, I'm not gonna say best friend. That's a whole argument. I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on. Wait, are you saying I'm gonna argue with you?
I'm just saying, if I post a picture of me and you and I say that's the best friend, that means that's my best friend. But if I post a picture and I'm with a girl, another female or whatever, and I say that's my best friend and we dating and we go together, best friend. Oh, you don't want nobody to know I'm with you? I'm rolling. Oh, my God.
Her. Oh, you talking about
feelings.
Her. Okay. I thought you were talking about her.
I'm just saying, any female I date, period, you're going to be like that. I'm your best friend. Well, guess what best friend going to be at tonight? I'm going home in my bed. Guess what you're going to be at? On your bed. By yourself. Because I'm your best friend. Best friends don't have sex with each other. No, I'm saying best friends don't have sex with each other. That's a whole damn argument. Then I be sitting there with the damn, what the fuck did I do wrong? Look, I'm like, oh my God, I just said best friend. I didn't mean nothing. No, nigga, you meant somebody. You did it. You posted it, so you meant it. You out here entertaining these hoes in these streets.
I've done that, but not to that extreme. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Oh, God, I knew it.
It's not that bad.
Okay,
I was on Instagram. I was minding my business. I was looking around, just, you know, and I came across a picture that my friend had sent me a picture. She was like, you need to get your man. I'm like, what? So I go to the picture,
God.
And it's let me tell you, it's a picture of him standing or whatever, but it was sweatpants season. So the eggplant was hanging all out, like you could see it, but he didn't know because he was just standing there. So I said to him, I said, are you selling beats or you selling dick on Instagram? He like, what? And they go and I show him the picture and he's like, oh, I didn't know. But I didn't go, like, all willy-nilly, though. Like, I wasn't, like, all in this. I wasn't that bad, though. Like, I
didn't
cuss at him.
Maybe
And this is just me being devil's advocate, because there could have been a point in there where there should have been no madness and your friend should have minded their own goddamn business. Because worst of all, why was your eyes zeroed in on it? But okay. Maybe he didn't even realize what he put on today, and he just went out saying.
He did. Or my personal favorite. Why that bitch leaving her eyes in front of your comment? Why she calling you cute? Why she calling you sexy? I'm like, damn, so I ain't cute? I ain't sexy? I'm ugly? I can't get
You ugly.
No, you ain't supposed to get no comments, no sexy comments, and nothing like that from nobody but me. But damn, other chicks got eyes, you know, they can look and tell. I look pretty good now. I mean, I ain't acting for a fucking looking like Dapper Ranks or nothing, but damn. Jesus.
Oh, word. That's how we doing? Okay.
I don't have any friends. Okay, just go ahead and let you know that too. I don't have any friends.
And then, you know, now that they be posting them little grill stuff under there, that makes it even worse.
Then what? All the little gifting.
Yeah, little gift, whatever they call it. Yeah, that shit makes it even worse.
GIF, you can't say gift?
Whatever, it makes it even worse. I don't care what it is. It makes it worse.
I feel like this here. I mean, if you know as a woman, like, you know, I ain't dating no ugly dude. You know, like, he look good. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay,
now,
here we go.
I will, I'm going to tell you like this here. There's only one, and everybody knows on this show, there's only about one man, two men, I might take a little personal. You know, I might take them a little personal. Okay? Now, if I catch you staring too long at either one of them, then we might have a problem. But it's okay for you to look and keep on moving. Don't stare.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, don't stare too long when he ain't got on no shirt. Don't stare too long. Bitch, I will knock your eyes out. Like, that's only two of them. The rest of them, you can look at them. I don't even care. But Sandy, you might not want to stare too long at one of them. I promise you everything you like in your love, you're going to be blind in the rest of your life.
Funny to me.
Like, Taylor will tell you, like, I take that one a little too serious. I take them too serious sometimes, but God knows why. But for real. And then so, like, legit as the other day, you know, I'm just scrolling through Instagram because I really don't go to people's Instagram pages. If I see it, I'll like it. If I don't go searching on Instagram for shit. I just go scrolling. So I see all these part of a picture, and I saw these hard eyes. I just kept on moving because I didn't want to that day. I was in a good spirit. I was in a good spirit that day. But I know he does that to me. I know he does that to me because then I start getting these solid ass text messages like, "Oh, so you've been on my Instagram? You saw what somebody
said."
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, what about the ones that got they claim they so called got a crush on you and they like you or whatever, and then they confront you. They confront you because somebody left heart eyes. Or the little puppy dog thing up under your comments. Because Medusa done got me cussed out so many times. And it's pitiful. Because they're like, who is that girl? Medusa? Mahaya? Why she always leaving hard eyes?
Mahaya.
And the little puppy dog.
Wait a minute.
Like, Because the funny part is, because, you know, she always do it when I tag in a post or whatever, right? So they be like, why she always leaving her eyes and the little dog with the little heart thing put up under your picture? I know you did something with her. You fooling with her. Y'all date. And I'm like,
she's in Arizona.
She's in Arizona.
Wait,
Wait, hold on.
She's halfway down the road. She's way across the street. Hold on. Do they not know we do that all the time? Because you do the same thing on my pictures, too.
Exactly.
That's our little thing we always do.
But this is the funny part. I don't even be knowing that they like me or they got a crush on me. With every time somebody leaves a little heart or the little thing up under my shit, I get questioned. And then I'm sitting there like a jackass trying to explain myself. Like, she just did it because then I get to thinking, like, why the fuck am I copying your ass? They can do whatever. I'll go with you.
And you know what? My petty side does that kind of shit makes me want to do it more. These basic bitches need to sit down somewhere. Stop it. This is too much. Stop it. Just stop it. Have several seats and stop it.
I'll be like, we don't go together. I don't like, you don't like me like that. So you claim, but no sooner somebody drop a heart up under my shit, you read the box.
But you know what it is? It's because don't nobody want you to, they think you got somebody. That's all that is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
That's all that bullshit is.
My homeboy is going through it right now. She just got married like 2 or 3 days ago. And now his inbox is flooded. And he be killing me, boy. He be having me laughing like hell. Look at this shit. I done damn got married and then they want to come out to school for it. Funky bitches.
Yeah, don't nobody want nobody to
funky
else home, but that's the issue.
Yep.
Bullshit. Raggedy ass people. Mm-mm-mm.
And you know what? And people say they have crushes on you. And this is what annoys me about that whole thing. Is that, okay, so you have a crush on me. And if you're able in a space where you can get to know me, get to know me. Stop telling me you have a crush on me. Give two shits about that. If you ain't trying to get to know me or something, you keep that shit to yourself. And then when you do try to get to know me and then you get to know me, and then you fall back, you weren't ready, stay your ass about my inbox.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Y'all say hey to Ramon.
Hi.
Hey, say hey to Ramon.
Well, hello. Ramon is in my inbox. I'm sure y'all know how this goes. Ramon says
no,
stuff in my
shit.
Inbox.
Here he go. He got the
Ramon, am I to repeat this?
Here he go. Oh, shit. It's liable to be anything.
Honey.
So, but yeah, like, that's not for me. It's like, because I was having a conversation last night with one of my friends, because when I went over there, first of all, he says that I look different. Because I hadn't seen him since April. So I went over or whatever, and he's like, you look different. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, why does it look like you've lost a lot of weight? I was like, probably because I have, but I'm really not trying to. But I've lost a lot of weight or whatever. And so he's going on and on and on. He was like, I know you have dudes that, you know, that want to talk to you. No. I said, y'all don't like me. I said, y'all like the aspect of me, but you don't want the reality of me. Like,
I ain't lying. They
shit.
Only knew how their attitude was.
You don't want me. You want somebody who's going to pretend to be like me, and then you get some other shit. But when you get something like me, and you... Wait a minute, Ramon. Jesus Christ. I'm going to repeat this in a second. But then all of a sudden, oh, no, this is not what I want. No, fuck you. Don't talk to me anymore because it doesn't even make sense. Don't ask for shit that you really don't want, and then when you get that shit, you tuck your tail and you run. Don't ask for it. If you don't want a girl who's nagging and all this, if I am not a nagger. I really don't. I don't nag. I don't ask you who you hanging out with because I can give two fucks. Like, go. Get out my face. Bye. You know, but I'm not that person. And then when you turn around and then you realize they go out and get this person that they say that they didn't want. Now this bitch going through your phone. I don't go through phones. Could care less. I don't pay that bill. What is the need for me to go through that phone? And don't you touch mine. There ain't nothing there, but don't touch it. So, but Ramon, I'm getting ready to repeat what you said. I just want you to know, okay? So don't be surprised. So y'all listen to this. Listen to what Ramon is saying in here. He's responding to what Dre was talking about. And he said this woman he used to school at the church house, I played at her. She got married last month. He had screwed her 3 times in this week. And he be putting it in her butt and stuff. Now, this woman just got married. And see, now, that's the reason why that nonsense.
I can't with him. I cannot with him.
That's all I can give to you. That's Ramon, honey.
What? I can't breathe. What the fuck? Why? What the hell? I can't breathe, y'all. I can't.
I don't understand. Like, okay, so listen. Why she get married? Like, legit, like, why did she get married? Because you don't continue to fuck the dude that you were fucking before. Now, I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm going to give you a running joke. This is so funny because Dre said, this is a running joke between me and Dre. And I told him if I ever get married, I'm probably not going to get rid of my good team, but my husband's just going to have to understand. But I'm really not going to do that.
Wait a minute. Can we back up just a second? Now, can we repeat that?
Nope, I'm not repeating anything. Today is not. I'm not repeating stuff. Today.
You heard it right. You.
Betty.
I'm sorry. I can't breathe right now. What the hell? Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
You said that with a straight face too, right?
You know what, dude? She didn't say that.
Didn't I say most stuff with a straight face?
Excuse me.
I'll tell you something.
Anything, I'm going to tell you like this here, and I'm going to be real honest with y'all. Anything that I have, okay, I've probably had it for a while. I'm not too willy nilly about getting new ping. Y'all know, you know that. I'm not willy nilly about it. And so,
but if it's your husband,
I've probably been fucking for a while.
You gotta get it up.
You can't. You can't. I gotta do what?
Who's responsible for the Medusa laugh already?
That last one you mean?
Coming about 11. Don't never come about 11:55. Y'all done got that usually before 11:55.
I'm guilty.
Okay.
It was me.
Okay. She said.
It's like, but still, like, I probably wouldn't give it up. I mean, I probably wouldn't give it. I probably would. But then more than likely, I'd probably marry a piece of my good team. Y'all know that.
I hope so.
I'm going to be real honest. The thing about my husband is going to have to be this. He don't have to be a whole lot of food. He don't have to be a whole lot of nasty. You understand me? Because he can't be boring. He don't have to be an old nasty motherfucker. Like, for real. I'm talking about he understand
I'm
that.
So
we already talked about this before. You know, he already know. You know, you can touch my ass 3 times a week and I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to understand some shit. So I'm just saying.
believe that you're joking, but I just can't. I really see you sitting down at the kitchen table, like, like, I understand. Please understand when I tell you, okay? Yes, we're getting married, right? I say yes.
However, listen here.
You listen here, okay? I need you to understand that I'm not getting rid of this one. He's just gonna have to be a part of the team.
I need you to man up, and I need you to take one.
Yes, I need you to understand that this is just how this is gonna go.
Oh my God.
Now you can take it, okay, or you can leave.
Okay. So, as you know. Now, keep in mind, there's only two in the world that I take serious, right? There's only two. So if I marry one, listen, if I marry one, and one is greater than the other, if I marry that one, I'm not going to need the other. So I probably wouldn't have that conversation with him. I think I'd be okay. But if there's somebody else, like, you're going to have to meet and exceed some goals for me to be like,
wait a minute. He got to pass the gauntlet. He got to pass the test.
You got to be some old American Ninja Warrior shit. Like, you got to get to Vegas to make this shit happen. For real, you gotta go through
some things. She need documents. She need referrals. She need all.
Like, I need everything than what I already got. You know, like, if I say to him, you know, if I throw some shit out there to him, and you know how I do, I'll wait for your response and see how you gonna act on some shit that I threw out there to you. So, if I throw some shit out there, right, and you turn your nose up, strike one. Oh, so you don't like doing this? Oh, okay, so you know. Because there may be a day where I'd be like, you know, I may say some old nasty shit to you, be like, you know what, so today is one of them days where I feel like I need you to be in all three of my spaces, and then you turn your nose up, and I'd be like, oh, thank you. This nigga sucking me into some shit. I'm gonna have to get me somebody else. Let me get on my phone and tell who I know will do this shit. We'll do it.
I believe you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna be able to wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I don't really want that breakfast. I need this other shit before I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
But how is, but back to my original question, how is he bougie? Because he has preferences just like you have preferences.
Okay, so.
Okay. And not only that, this is an open ended question. This is a 2-part question. So now, so just because he don't want to put it in all 3 holes, maybe he only want to put it in 2. He bougie, but why he can't like what he like, and you like what you like, and y'all find a happy medium that don't involve him putting it in your 3rd hole.
So is he gonna be okay with me fucking me another man? Like, is he gonna be okay with that? That's why I need to sit down and have this conversation. Are you gonna be okay with the fact that you don't like all 3, you only like 2? Well, look, listen. Sometimes one of those 2 is gonna be broke. Then you still would have 2 options at that point. But no, you only have 1. And what if I decide my mouth don't want to work today? What you gonna do? So it's either our happy meeting will be like, well, listen, you know I was with such and such for X amount of time. You know they like to do this, so is it okay if I call them and be like, hey, look, listen, I need attention to all 3. Can you take care of it? Okay, you can. All right, see you in a few. What's gonna happen? Maybe you should learn to get with the damn program. I will make some compromises. Maybe you're not into the whole lifestyle thing, and we all know what that lifestyle is. Maybe you're not into that. I get it. I'll set that to the side. You don't have to worry about it. It's not something I need. But that 3-hole situation, sometimes that's what I need. Because my attitude is fucked up, and sometimes they don't get all that. Y'all know good and real.
Well,
you know, and it's been so wonderful that, you know, that there's one person, one of those people is willing to learn to like. I'm always here to for people who are willing to learn.
Oh.
You ain't willing to learn.
Well, I'm here to willing to learn.
Well, tonight's show is brought to you by water and whatever Jamie's and whatever Medina's drinking.
Like, I, you know, I can't. Sometimes it's just y'all know, like, you have things that you like. What if he says, prime example, what if he say he don't lick cats? Look, and you know that you like that done. You know what I'm saying? You know that you like that done. Matter of fact, that's what gets you fucking fighting, right?
That's a deal breaker.
And he says, I don't put no my mouth on nothing that ain't been cooked. Oh, no. I don't put my mouth down there, but you want me to put my mouth on you. Bitch, if you don't get somewhere and sat your ass down and learn how to eat.
Do you want me? Okay, how about that? You need it to be warmed up. You want me extra warm and put a heating pad on it so it can be a little warmer for you. I mean, what?
You'd have done it. You'd have done it.
I can't see you. I'm just saying,
like, right, like, you can't be sitting. Yo.
You need it to be a little warmer. Let me put your heating pad on there so you can see how.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or either what's going to end up happening is either we ain't going to be together or you're going to watch somebody else do it.
Or it's no. And you know what? Especially if he's going to
be
like,
he got to be in the room?
No, I'm just joking.
I'm really joking. This, please, people, this is comedy. This is nothing but comedy. I'm faithful in my relationships when I get into them and whatnot. So,
When I do get in a relationship, girl, I am serious. Like, when I get into what I am.
I'm so
I
sorry.
It,
I did
I'm
not. I really legit didn't mean to bust out laughing when you said that. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I do. I'm in it. Like, if I'm in a relationship, like, legit ass, that's my boyfriend, and I'm very committed to my relationship, and we work on shit together. We communicate.
Mm-hmm.
All this other stuff is comedy. Parts of it may be a little true. Like, I might like it in, you know, all three of those. I might like it. I might like that. But, you know, I can make some compromise somewhere in life. And compromise. He can't turn up his nose at old nasty text message during his day. You know what I'm saying? He can't turn up his nose. He can't be that bougie.
See, them things, see, that, you got to have a warning with those. Like, I can't tell you how many times I got a text message and just be like, oh, I got a text message. Oh, he sent me a text message. Oh, no, I wasn't supposed to open this just now. And then my phone, see, my phone be on some fuck shit. Like, my phone will freeze. Like, really? I just watched a whole episode on Netflix, and it was fine. But now that I got this picture up on my phone, you just freeze. And that's when people want to come over and start talking to you and shit. Like, why are you over here? I need a warning first.
And see, that's how I know. Like, I know when there's people around. Or I know when you're in the office alone. That's the thing about me. I know my mate would know my schedule. I know his. I know when your office assistant is not in there. I know when she's not. I know when she's gone, and that's why you know you receive one of them quiet ass text messages, or you made your presence known somewhere on my social media, and then you know that then turns into a whole nother conversation off of the social media. Oh yeah, no, yeah, I see it. You know, I see little nasty pictures. I call them distractions because I distract people during my day. Because I ain't doing shit. But yeah, I will distract the shit out of my husband. You know, he'd probably be like, you know what? You need to take a nap. And I'm probably gonna be like, I'm about to take one. I'm about to show you how to get there.
I want me a husband like that. I want a husband like that. You know, send him a little nasty picture. Be like. You know, like here.
You know, I was home, girl. Yeah, I'm always in the distraction
mode. Girl, I mess around and go and. I just can't wait to get a husband.
I'm always in distraction mode. You know what, girl? I'm ready to get married. But you know what?
I just want
to. I ain't got no boyfriend. I ain't got no husband.
Well, you know what? Eventually, you know, it'll happen. I just can't wait because I'm excited. I'm like, I need to make sure it's the right one, and he got to be able to, you know, he can't be no little stiff. Like, don't nobody need that. Don't be nowhere just uptight.
He can't be bougie. Oh, okay. He can't be bougie.
Well, not bougie.
Oh, God.
Well, not bougie.
Little white lady just buzzed in my ear and said, I'm about to get cut off, so. That part.
Oh, you lying. I know you fucking lying.
Yeah.
She ain't buzzing your head. I'm the only person who can hear that.
I heard it.
Why are you lying?
How you hear?
You ain't heard it. The show been over 9 minutes ago.
Duh, and I heard it last time. Remember, that's why I got clicked off the last time. You talk about why I hang up.
You know what, Dre? I know you fucking lame. But that's fine.
Okay.
But we're going to get ready to call it a night anyway. Because we're 10 minutes deep into this good old archive.
So, next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And whatnot. I might not be drunk. At that point.
I don't know. I had a long day today, so I started drinking at like 7 o'clock.
Me too. I didn't start early. I just had one of those days. You know how you have a day and you just want it to be over? Like, yeah, it was one of them days. But I'm good now. I got my laugh. Y'all crazy.
Dre,
make sure I. Did he go away?
No,
I didn't deal with him.
He hung up. Ain't nobody saying nothing. We get ready to go. Anyway, we'll be back here next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans, and hopefully ain't nobody jump their ass in my inbox this week, this coming week. So, yeah. So, y'all have a wonderful weekend. Do everything that I would do and more and whatnot. All right.
Yep. I'm getting ready to
be here. So y'all have a good night.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Okay. Good night, y'all.
Bye.